This one is called Drive Away. So have you ever, like, let me ask you, ever had a friend or a loved one that was just so stressed that, like, you wanted to help them so much and you're like, you know what, let's just go away, let's, like, relax, let's drive away, take a break from the office, from school? That's this song.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called Drive Away.
Let's drive away from the city. Only for a couple hours, where you and I can be alone and pretend the world is ours.
This is Christian. He's been playing music and singing since he was 6 years old, and his dream is simple: to continue making music that'll change the world.
Just like two peas in a pod.
His mom, Lillian, knew music was his path even before he was born.
During the pregnancy, I always put this this Walkman on my belly, you know, listen to gospels, worship songs, music. I can still remember that when he hears the music, he will be moving inside my belly.
Let's drive away.
But Christian's journey in becoming an artist has not always been so easy. He grew up in an immigrant household. Christian's parents moved from the Philippines to Singapore to Greece and then reached Canada. He knows they did it all for him, but he also remembers the struggles from his childhood.
We couldn't really, like, afford a lot of things. That's impacted my childhood. I used to think of it negatively, but now I'm just thinking of it more, or looking at it more with forgiving eyes, because to be honest, I don't think it's easy to raise kids. I really wanted to do singing lessons as a kid. I wanted to do dance lessons. I wanted to do skating lessons, like ice skating. I wanted to be an ice skater when I was younger. So, growing up, it was hard. Definitely hard. And I resented my parents a little bit.
For the Ocampo family, going to church is important, especially for his mom, who is a pastor. But being in a strictly Christian household, he remembers struggling with his sexual identity from a very young age.
In the church, there's so many eyes on you. And I never thought that would be a thing until I became heavily involved in the church. And I thought religion was like, oh, it's going to be so easy. But no, it's hard, especially if you're gay. Try to, like, tighten a belt onto you that you know is not going to fit, but it hurts because you're forcing yourself to stuff your, or, like, to hide. It's very, very, very painful.
Let's drive away, yeah.
Currently, he's working on expanding his music. Though he's just getting started in his career, he has a few fans already. One of them is his partner, David.
Make me laugh, don't make me cry. It's easy to look into your eyes, and I get stronger, feel more time I'm with you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's engaging, he's friendly, he's kind and warm, and that pairs well with his talent for singing because it draws you in to the lyrics more than just listening to a song like you would on the radio, and his presence adds a fourth dimension to the music.
Christian says his parents are also very supportive, and not just about his music, but it did take a while to get there.
They're very supportive. They're always like, Christian, when is your next gig? They're different. They're definitely different, and, like, also with the whole me being gay thing, when I came out, it was very hard, and, like, we used to fight. I never talked to them for maybe, like, weeks, but now we just, like, we hang out. We don't talk about it, but they know, and the fact that they're also supportive kind of that way, it's a silent support.
He loves music. He loves to dance. One more thing I love to him is a great artist. He know how to draw. And as a son, he's a loving son.
Our dream is may his dream come true. We love our son.
Oh, whatever they call this, I know that I want more of it.
As of right now, Christian is making his music career his priority. He quit his last customer service job just a few weeks ago.
Maybe like the last 2 years, definitely I've been working a lot of doing like cafe shows, theater stuff. And so the more I did that, the more I realized, hey, it's actually, I can actually breathe doing this. So I decided this year to like let go of customer service, and now currently I'm dancing and emceeing with an entertainment group, but who knows what kind of people I'll meet at the events I'm at, so this is my way of getting there.
Being a musician in today's world can be trying at times, enough to drive someone away to fall an easier path. But to Christian, music is the only thing that's kept him on his path. For RSJ Radio, I'm Dania Ali.
Oh, whatever they call this, I know that I want more of it.